Ralphie Radio Show. Hey, we're hanging out with Kesha right now. Her next album, Cannibal, drops November 22nd. Hi, Kesha.
What's up?
You were my first guest of 2010. Do you know that? You called into my show. And then I ran into you at the VMAs for all of 10 seconds. You were speeding down the white carpet. And I stick my microphone out. That's what she said. And I go, I say, Kesha, if you and 303 win a Moon Man, who keeps it? And you're like, I do, because I have the balls in the relationship.
That's definitely true.
Is that the case in every relationship with you or no?
Most of them, yes.
Except Steven?
Well, turns out he likes to make out with trannies, so I don't really know what the power.
Did you find that out after the fact, after you released the song?
Yeah, that was a few months ago.
Now, what about this other, Harold? I just saw the track listing for Cannibal today.
Oh, okay, the Harold song. That's my ex boyfriend.
Had to think about that for a second, huh? Mm-hmm. So what's the deal with them?
I just was like in the middle of nowhere and got really bummed out because I was sleeping by myself and I hate to sleep by myself. And so I wrote this like pretty heartbreaking song, or at least for me, I can't listen to it.
Yeah. So how tough was it? Probably very tough to write and then record it.
Oh, that was like a total like girl cry fest.
Kesha here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Another track on Cannibal dropping November 22nd. See you next Tuesday.
Yes.
With the C, the U, the N, and the T all capitalized. Am I looking too much into that or no?
No, not at all. I mean, you're a clever boy. That's a good one. Well, that one is about a guy who I was making out with, and he would just only text message me. And I was like, really? And it turns out, like, I know you're not in love with me, but just don't pretend. Like, just be straight up.
Of course.
And don't be a jerk.
See you. Okay, well, you can figure out the rest. Buy the album. The other track on the album, We Are Who We Are, a lot of people buying that. It just hit number one on iTunes.
I know.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
The timing was, I guess, interesting, appropriate. I'm not sure if you wrote it for this, but, I mean, you dedicated it to all the gay bullying that's going on, the It Gets Better movement.
Yes.
But did you write it for that? Or
I wrote it a few weeks ago, and so that was definitely fresh on my mind. And it's something that affected me. You know, it hit close to home because a lot of my really close friends and obviously a lot of my fans are gay, and I'm fully supportive of every kind of lifestyle. And so this was kind of an anthem, not only for just gay people, but for anybody. But just anybody who's ever gotten shit for, you know, being a little bit weird or different or interesting or anything that's not quite quote-unquote normal according to other people.
It's a different tone from some of your other songs. You're talking more about partying and
still a celebratory song. It's just,
of course,
I just realized that, you know, the first record kind of got that message out there. I think it's pretty clear that
definitely.
I like Jack Daniels. I think everybody gets that.
Sure.
So this record I kind of took as an opportunity to talk about a few other things.
The interesting thing too, though, about you, Kesha, I think, is that, like, you sing a lot about partying. I don't read a lot about it, though. Is the partying past tense, or do you just do a really good job of keeping it on the DL?
I'm a classy partier when I party, and, you know, I think that's just the key. It's not like I'm trashy about it, but I'll have a drink, whatever.
Fair enough.
But you probably don't read about it because I'm not a trashy
And you don't tell your publicist.
No, I don't.
Kesha here on the Ralphie Radio Show right now. You're performing at the AMAs.
I am.
That as well.
Yes.
Katy Perry is too. Is that the first time you're going to see her since she got hitched?
Yeah, it is. It's the first time I saw her at the VMAs, but she wasn't married yet.
What will you say to her?
Probably give her a few high fives. See how the wedding night went.
Do you like Google it? Like, do you try to read about how the wedding went online because she's in India and you don't know? Or are you just too busy?
I mean, I didn't necessarily Google it because I'd rather just hear it from her, you know?
I mean, you guys are friends, so that makes sense.
Yeah, we'll probably kick it at the AMAs and I'll hear all about it.
There you go. Absolutely. Is it true that you take a spiritual healer with you on tour?
I have been. She's not with me right now, unfortunately, but I used to, and we would sage every show that we played.
Oh, okay. I read that and I was like, that's a little odd. I'm gonna ask. I don't mean to offend you.
No, it's good though. We kind of like clear our energy before the show. It's all positive.
Awesome. Very cool. Kesha here, Ralphie Radio Show. Again, Cannibal dropping November 22nd. Thank you so much again for the time.
Yeah, thanks, man.